Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
And welcome to another show of the Legacy and Faith Show. So glad that you could join us today. I have in studio with me a couple of guests, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming Kingdom Builders. And so you may be asking, well, what is Kingdom Builders? It is a half-day event this year coming up on Friday, March 13th. So yes, that is Friday the 13th. If I had ominous music, I would play it right here and right now. But we're going to flip that day from Friday the 13th and the negativity associated with it into a great, awesome time to talk with business owners, to business owners, about what does it mean to have kingdom vision, kingdom purpose, as we look and think about our businesses. And so that is coming up again on Friday, March 13th. You can go to my website, legacyandfaith.com, and there's more information. There's the ability to sign up. We just ask that you register to Kingdom Builders. And there's also KingdomBuildersNW.com. So again, that's KingdomBuildersNorthwest.com. And you can also get more information. There are some video announcements. There's some description of what is Kingdom Builders. So if you have questions about Kingdom Builders, head over to either of those websites. You should be able to get a lot more information. So really, Kingdom Builders, then, what it's not is that it's not about estate planning. I know that this show is oftentimes discussing estate planning, biblical estate planning, but this is kind of the second leg of what I like to do, and it is about businesses expressing a kingdom purpose to build God's purpose here on earth. And so, again, Kingdom Builders is not estate planning. It is about the vision and the opportunity for business owners to get together, get encouraged, and have a day just to kind of soak in God's word, God's viewpoint of why are we anointed to be in the marketplace. And so what I've done is I've invited two individuals. Danielle Alero is an attorney in my office, and she's also going to be participating in Kingdom Builders. She's been a part of Kingdom Builders the past couple years because she has to be, because she's a part of the law firm. And but I think she also greatly enjoys it and gets a lot out of it. So Danielle, welcome today.
Thank you.
And also I have with me Debbie Mycroft. And Debbie is, well, for full disclosure, she now works for the firm, even though that is a newer role for her. And she has, even on her own accord, attended Kingdom Builders in the past. And so she's going to be talking and just kind of answering some questions about what she's gotten out of Kingdom Builders in the past. So, Debbie, thank you so much for coming in and joining me on the Legacy and Faith Show today.
Thank you, Paul. I'm excited to be here.
Very good. Well, with that introduction, again, really what my heart's purpose is today is have a round table discussion about what do we get out of Kingdom Builders? Why are we doing this thing called Kingdom Builders? Because all of us work at a law office, and that's kind of one of the main focuses that we do, even though, Debbie, you also have a business that you run for yourself.
Yes, that's correct. Memories Worth Telling.
And so tell us a little bit about that.
I had a personal experience where I lost my mother, and with that, a lot of our family history. So I felt a true calling to open a company to help preserve family legacies and histories. So now I sit with people and write their stories.
And so the legacy component, we use that in this show's name, Legacy and Faith Show. And so I have a little bit of a different perspective on the legacy aspect. It's dealing, Danielle and I deal with creating plans, making sure that they promote the greatest transition, the easiest and smoothest transition. And then, Debbie, you have a different segment of that legacy component, which is capture the family legacy. Make sure that the patriarch's stories, their values, do not diminish over time. And so a really nice fill in the gap of how we work together. But now, as we think about kingdom builders, Debbie, you attended last year's session.
Yes, I did.
And last year's session, we had a couple of different main components to that. And we had different speakers. We had somebody talking about time management. We had pastors talking about vision and your purpose in the marketplace. I talked about perseverance compared to the struggles that we face as business owners. So a lot of different voices came at us last year. Now, this year is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be mostly, well, primarily almost all me, but because it's a half day only, it's from 9 a.m. to noon. But as you think about last year, Debbie, first of all, what motivated you to say, you know, I should be in a room with other business owners to have an opportunity to hear about biblical principles as it applies to my business? So what ultimately got you into the room last year?
I come from a background in a corporate world, secular, and there was no crossover in any of the companies that I worked with between religion and the job. And this concept of kingdom builders, where I had opened my own company and I could let that the truth shine through that and serve people in that way, that's what I wanted to do. So when I heard about kingdom builders, I thought, that's for me. I want to learn more about how to implement this in my work.
So thinking back, and of course, this is a little bit unfair because it's either you had to review notes or you have to really kind of dig deep to think about last year. And I can barely remember last week, let alone last year. And so, but is there something that you received from last year? Is there something that stood out about your time from being in that room at Kingdom Builders last year that really just kind of captured you?
At the time when I went, the company was still fairly young, and it was solidifying the true purpose of the company, that it wasn't just a whimsical idea that I had, but it was, as I said before, a true calling, and that I would be able to serve the community and the families that I worked with. But along with that, I realized that to do that, I really need to be tied into my faith community, my church, and have the heart of giving. And I think that's what really came out, is that it's not just about building the company for myself, but it's building it for the kingdom to be able to give back and give back generously.
Yeah, and so one of the main scriptures that I use around kingdom builders is exactly to that effect. It's 2 Corinthians 9, verses 10 and 11, and it says, "Now he that supplies seed to the sower both ministers bread for your food and multiplies your seed sown and increases the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God." Now, the reason I really appreciate this scripture as we think about building a business, as we think about our business purpose, is that there is exactly what you talked about, Debbie. There is a portion in here which says that the increase of the fruits of your righteousness are that God will multiply the seed sown. So in other words, he gives us seed, not for us to eat the seed, because he gives food for us to eat. So in a business vision, there's always a duality purpose, which is we are receiving food. In other words, God cares for us. He takes care of us. He meets our needs, and he is a generous, abundant God. And yet he likewise ensures that we have seed so that we can sow it back. And it's by that generosity, it is by he'll multiply the seed sown. So he doesn't multiply the food that is eaten. He multiplies what has been given out of our hands into the earthly realm, and that by that he meets our needs more generously, so that in everything we can have more than enough, and by having more than enough, people can give thanksgiving to God. And so his purpose in our businesses is that we have sufficient seed to be sown into the earth so that others may give praise to God. Now, I'm not going to limit how that happens. I'm not going to suggest that it has to happen one way or another way. That could happen through greater financial gain. That could happen through greater relationship gain. That could happen through greater talents and skills that we lean into him for, because he can sharpen us and build us up. But thank you for mentioning that, that it is through generosity that we can actually see a new vision for our businesses. It's not just to meet my family's needs today, but it is so that we can have a greater purpose and a greater vision, which is to build God's kingdom. And in order to have that purpose and that vision, we need to have more than enough. Because in order to have seed, we have to have more than enough. We can't just utilize our food for seed. That is to eat. And so if you think through the past year, Debbie, where are some times when God may have spoken to you in attributes of be generous? And so that could be obviously through financials, that could be through time, that could be through gifts and talents, that could be through a multiple of different ways that God speaks to us to be generous. But is there something that has happened over the past 12 months between these Kingdom Builder sessions that you go, you know, I've watched my faith grow so that I can then respond to it in generosity? So do you have any type of thoughts about how God has helped you envision what it means to be generous in your life?
Sometimes I think the vision of being generous is a bit overwhelming because I have such passion for what I do. If I could do it for free for everyone, I would.
Yes.
But I also realize that there is value to what I do.
Absolutely.
But in that, I do offer my services at raffles that benefit charities and things like that, so that I am serving the community. And obviously, giving it in a monetary sense as well.
Very good. And so is there anything else about Kingdom Builders that you saw from last year that may have been a testament or has influenced how you've looked at your business in the past 12 months, or something that you got out of Kingdom Builders session last year?
It was the reassurance that what I'm doing is on the right track, that it is a word from God, that this is what I'm doing, and that it is going to serve people long term. He's here in the long run, and the words and the legacy that we leave are going to be here in the long run. So providing that guidance to people.
And so Kingdom Builders is coming up here on Friday, March 13th. It's going to be hosted by Venture Church that used to be Canyon Creek. It's up in Mill Creek. And so I encourage you, listener, if you know someone who is in business, someone who should be in business, someone who is beginning a business, boy, that is even the ripest individual to come in and begin to get this principle of God's word worked into their heart. And by it being worked into their heart, it can then move into their business vision of generosity, of having a kingdom purpose of why we are setting forth this thing that we call business. So head over to my website, go to legacyandfaith.com or kingdombuildersnw.com. That's kingdombuildersnorthwest.com. Both of those websites will have more information for the upcoming session of Kingdom Builders being held on Friday, March 13th from 9 a.m. to noon, and lunch will be provided. So we'd love to see you there. Head over to one of our websites, and we will be right back after this commercial break. Hi, this is Paul Grant, the host of Legacy and Faith on KCIS, and I want to invite business owners, and as a matter of fact, not just business owners, but if you've been dreaming about starting your own business, or if you know a business owner, then this session is going to be for you. It's Kingdom Builders Northwest, and it is happening on Friday, March 13th at Venture Church in Mill Creek. And Venture has been generous to host us. What is Kingdom Builders? Well, Kingdom Builders is the opportunity for business owners to get together and get encouraged in the things of God. We live busy lives as business owners. And Kingdom Builders is a half-day session on Friday, March 13th, to set aside just one half-day so that we can talk about the biblical principles of God in running your business, in increasing your business. And so I want to invite you, can you set aside a half a day, Friday, March 13th, to come out to Venture Church in Mill Creek and talk about what is God doing in your business so that you can have a business that has a kingdom focus. For more information on Kingdom Builders, head over to either of our websites, legacyandfaith.com, or our new website for Kingdom Builders, which is kingdombuildersnw.com. That's kingdombuildersnw.com. And I look forward to seeing you Friday, March 13th at Venture Church.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant, and continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
And welcome back to the Legacy and Faith Show. We're talking today about Kingdom Builders. That is coming up on Friday, March 13th. It is being hosted by Venture Church in Mill Creek. And you can head over to my websites, legacyandfaith.com or kingdombuildersnw.com for more information. And we've been talking with Debbie Mycroft about some of her experience, how it has personally influenced here. So Debbie, as a final thought from you this morning or today, if you had an encouragement of why should somebody come to Kingdom Builders? If you have the attention, which you do right now, of individuals who may be business owners, maybe thinking that they want to start a business, or maybe a listener knows someone who is a business owner, what would you say to them of why should they make this half day on a Friday a priority in their life?
I think people are drawn to Christ and Christianity, but sometimes they're not comfortable with talking about it, particularly in the business world. And what I found is that when I go to networking and when I meet people and get to know them better, there is religion out there. There is a sense of truth in God and Christ. People are open to talking about it. And I think as business owners, we need to be more open to that and be ready to start the conversations. And Kingdom Builder gave me the confidence to do that.
Very good. Well, thank you for being in here today, sharing some of your experience. I think it's very valuable to hear someone's testimony of why it has influenced them and why they would encourage someone else to come back. And so I also have in studio with me today Danielle Olero. She is a phenomenal attorney that has been with me for 2 years. Danielle, I've invited you in because you've also participated in Kingdom Builders.
Yep.
And you've seen what maybe the cause and effect, maybe even in our own firm, what some of the cause and effect is as we focus on this relationship with our Lord and Savior as the first thing in our lives, the first thing in our business. And then from there, it can hopefully be a demonstration to a dying world. Give me some thoughts. What has been your experience so far with Kingdom Builders? How has it encouraged you or influenced you and your mindset over the past couple of years?
Well, the verse that comes to mind is Romans 1 in the Message version, which says, so here's what I want you to do. God helping you, take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. And for me, kingdom builders, we oftentimes have small business owners who are speaking, but also who are in attendance, and they're talking about how they've used their unique identity and where God has placed them to make just small changes in the community that they're living in. And so I think it's not as much about the big changes, but it's the small things. And then we come back to the firm and we talk about, can we make small changes so that we can be the presence of Christ towards one another and towards our clients?
Yeah, and I like that, that a lot of times, you know, maybe it's our experience even as Christians that we sit in church week after week, and it's, I guess as somebody who's been walking with Christ for 30 years, it's really hard for me to walk out of a church service going, oh my gosh, that just revolutionized my entire life. But rather, if I can come in to a place of listening to God's word to say, Father, speak to me just one thing today. Speak to me the small thing that will help me make a fine-tuned adjustment so that I can be a better individual, follow you more closely, have a greater sense of your presence, understand this thing that God's economy is built on, which is faith. How do I increase my faith another step today? Of course, there are big deals in our Christian life. There are times when we first kneel before Him and accept Him as Lord and Savior, to where we've humbled ourselves and asked Jesus Christ to be our Lord and Savior, to forgive us of our sin, and He rushes in and says, yes, I've been waiting for you. So that's a big deal. There are times when we've looked back at our Christian faith to where a time may have been something that is big, but a majority of our faith walk is the line upon line, precept upon precept. It's the small revelation that helps us take that next step. And so if you look back over Kingdom Builders, Danielle, is there something besides the small step-by-step, is there something that you can think backwards on that whether it's been a message, whether it's been building a relationship, whether it's a thought process, is there something that has influenced you personally that you would say, you know what, this thought process has really helped me, and this is how it has shaped my journey with my Lord?
Yeah, the first year that I attended Kingdom Builders, we had, they were a couple who owned a farm over in Snohomish County, and they talked about their journey to having the corn mazes and other things in the fall. And I think that they were one of the first farms to do it, but as time went on, several others around them started to do the same thing. And so they began to talk about at Kingdom Builders that they chose what their identity was as a farm. And they were the family farm, and so there was no alcohol and there was no scary corn mazes or anything that was going to come into their farm. And because they stuck with their identity, they were able to actually grow their own business as well as their neighbors' businesses, because each one had their own identity. And so from an outside perspective, it seems like they would be in competition with one another. But because they chose their identity and stayed true to that, that's how they were able to grow their own business and actually be the presence of Christ even to their neighbors. And that really has stuck with me, is to find your identity in Christ and be true to that. And that's really how you can show Christ to the world.
Yeah, and Danielle, I'm going to tell you specifically who that is. That's Bob's Corn and Pumpkin Farm out in Malpe. And Danielle is exactly right. They're a phenomenal family farm, and so we really do encourage you to support them and what they're doing. And they have year-round activities. So head over to their website. I don't have it up in front of me, but that was very influential, because we all need to have a time and a place to where we can recognize what our business is going to look like. And this is not just a business issue. This is a personal issue as well. A line in the sand that says, you know what, I am going to make a choice for Jesus Christ, and I'm going to allow my life to demonstrate His goodness, reflect His mercy, reflect His kindness, His goodness, His awesomeness. And I am going to say, Father, use me. Here am I. Send me to the nations. And the nations may be your next door neighbor, and it may actually be on an airplane going someplace else. But we need to make that decision as individuals and as business owners. And so this is what Kingdom Builders is going to be about. Kingdom Builders is going to be an opportunity to stop the wheel, stop our busyness. And specifically, business owners need to have that time to where we stop a day, focus in on what matters most. And so that is going to be happening on Friday, March 13th. It is generously being hosted by Venture Church. It used to be Canyon Creek Church. It is now Venture Church in Mill Creek. It is happening from 9 to noon on Friday, March 13th. Head over to my website, legacyandfaith.com, or to KingdomBuildersNW.com, KingdomBuildersNorthwest.com. This is a critical time. It is a time for us to stop, get a new vision, and focus in on the things that matter so that our identity can be found in Christ and Christ alone, regardless of what we do. So head over to LegacyandFaith.com. That's LegacyandFaith.com. Sign up for Kingdom Builders, and I look forward to seeing you on Friday, March 13th. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of Legacy and Faith Show. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.